Nowhere does the Bible say that we won't be tempted to sin if we belong to Christ. In fact, we may face even stronger temptations once we commit our lives to Jesus, because the devil will do everything he can to make us sin and fill us with doubt.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfit podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, guys. In today's episode, we will be talking about what is temptation. And if we go to the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, verse 12, it's Jesus said in this verse, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, that's a lot. That says a lot right there about how our behavior should be on this earth, right?
It is. This is a great piece of literature that we can see in the Word tonight that will help us. There was a saying I heard a long time ago that I can overcome anything but temptation, mm-hmm. or I should say I can resist anything but temptation. And so temptation is a battle that we all face, yes. whether we're believers or non-believers. Temptation is out there, and it has destructive properties. And yes. so I just hope tonight through this podcast that we're able to bring light yes. to some of Satan's techniques and his tactics and his motives, and just alert people, warn people that that there is a battle of good and evil going on.
Absolutely.
And this is something that Satan really tries to use, and Jesus in this particular chapter really comes out strong for us.
Yes, he does.
That's what I found in this text. So, let's look at this here a little bit tonight and see what God has for us, and we'll see what we can add to it.
All right. Well, you know, if we go into verse 13, it says, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all of the region around about. You know, I like the part where he says, he departed from him, because Jesus resisted the
yes.
devil. So the devil had to flee. What else is he going to do? If you just
exactly.
keep saying, nope, you're not getting a rise out of me. You're
exactly.
not going to cause me to do something or say something I shouldn't. That's no fun, right?
Right.
So he's going to move on.
And you know, what we see here is, number one, in verse 4 and 1, let's go back to the beginning of the chapter.
Okay.
Jesus said he was full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's one of the weapons we can overcome and conquer.
Absolutely.
In temptation, because we're able to recognize it, because the Holy Spirit is our helper.
Yes.
And so Jesus was full of that,
mm-hmm.
and he went into the wilderness.
He
and
did.
So we're going to we're going to be in the wildernesses, and that's where we're going to make decisions.
Right.
And there's going to be some tough decisions
when
there.
Nobody's looking.
Absolutely.
It's between you and that temptation. Nobody's looking.
That's it.
It's in your quiet place. And that's what my dad used to say, that's where the rubber meets the road.
Absolutely.
Okay? That's where you're going to find
Absolutely.
Out how strong you really are.
Yes. You know, like you were stating there, you know, in that verse 13, when the devil had ended all the temptation, well, we got to understand that he is the supreme tempter.
Yes.
He's it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that he's really good
yeah.
at, is tempting.
Chief antagonizer.
Yes,
yes.
he is. I think when you look into 1 Thessalonians 3 and 5, it says, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter, which is Satan,
mm-hmm.
has tempted you, and your labor and our labor be in vain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we see him right there as the culprit of being the master tempter.
Yes.
That's his job, is to destroy. And if he's going to attack Jesus here,
mm-hmm.
you better look out. He's going to attack us
right.
as a Christian.
Absolutely.
As a follower of Christ, we're going to be tempted. We're
yes.
going to be tested during these different things. And so this is just one of the areas that is one of his techniques that he uses.
Well, we've said this before. He got angels to follow him out of heaven.
That he did.
He's very, very good at what he does. But you know what? the word says greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. So you do have the Holy Spirit. You do have that strength to back you, to help you fight these temptations.
Well, if you when you talk about the angels, if you look at the same story in Matthew, the fourth chapter, mm-hmm. in verse 11, it says, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him.
Yes.
So, yes, Satan deceived one-third of the angels,
mm-hmm.
but during the conflict here, mm-hmm. Jesus had the angels of heaven come and minister to him.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank God that we have the help of the ministering angels as well mm-hmm. with us regarding, I mean, you know, this is, we call it temptation, but it's really a battle.
Right. Oh, yes.
It's a spiritual battle that mm-hmm. goes on in our minds
and it affects us. Everywhere, yes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you look at the definition of what temptation is, I think you use this word, but it said it's an enticement.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enticement or it's an invitation to sin.
To sin, yeah.
But what I found was it's got a promise connected to it that says, well, it's for your greater good to be followed by a way of disobedience.
Oh, yeah.
So Satan tries to paint us a pretty picture,
mm-hmm.
say, oh, this is the promise of it.
Right.
But if you follow through that, it brings us disobedience where we're being disobedient to God.
Right.
And that's one of the downfalls of this thing. It's destructive because that's the purpose of Satan's tactics here is to lead people to destruction.
Right.
That's what he wanted Jesus to do.
He did. And in Genesis, when you go back to Genesis,
absolutely.
You know, Adam and Eve was the first temptation.
Yes.
He tempted Eve right off the bat.
And that was to try their, see what was in their faith.
Exactly.
To prove their love to God.
For rebellion against God. Satan wants to lead a rebellion against God, and he wants to use God's people
to do it. Yes. But that's where it's so important. As Jesus is full of the Holy Ghost, we need to put on the whole armor of God, because if we put on the helmet of salvation,
and forget the breastplate.
And we pull down the face mask mm-hmm. over our face.
Mm-hmm.
If Satan can't see our face, he don't know if it's Jesus in armor, if it's us in that armor.
Right.
But if we're speaking the word of God and fighting the good fight of faith, he can't tell the difference who's in that armor.
That's right. That's good.
That's why we got to put on the whole armor of God, not just pieces of it.
That's right.
And
that's right.
You've got to have the shield of faith during this time, because it's a time that we're quenching all the fiery darts. Which includes temptations that's coming against us.
That's right.
And you've got to have the shield of, the breastplate of righteousness,
mm-hmm.
but the truth girt about us, because it's important that we know the truth, because that's what Jesus did. It is written.
Yes.
That's how he combated mm-hmm. the devil in this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is funny to me that Satan, when he tempted Christ, you know, or Jesus, you know, did he know that Jesus was the Christ, or was he trying to figure it out?
Yes, he knew it.
Okay, because how could he not? Because he had knew him prior. But, you know, I've thought this before, and I think I've voiced this out loud in different times, but, you know, I thought we see what, you know, this paints a picture for us of what Jesus went through.
It does.
But what it doesn't talk about is what Jesus saw many times.
Right.
You know, he was seeing this world and the spiritual world.
Yes.
You know, so he was, these battles, these were going on because, and I said this before too, that if, can you just see the angels were just faunching at the bit Father God, turn us loose. Let's take care of this for him. But he had to do that for us because that was our salvation. And for Jesus to go through that, he had to do it. Yes.
He had to do it.
But you know, it was a spiritual battle going on.
Because right here.
Yes.
Right here in Christ's ministry of 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Satan tempted Adam and Eve in the garden, attempted mm-hmm. Eve, and Eve got Adam's transgression.
Mm-hmm.
Satan took dominion.
Yes.
Adam gave it up.
He did.
But here, this is where Christ is coming back to regain our freedom,
right.
Regain our authority,
control.
Regain our dominion.
Yes.
And Satan knew that he said, if Jesus ever gets to the cross,
mm-hmm.
I'm done for.
Right.
So Satan tried everything in his powers, can mm-hmm. I say that, to try to destroy Jesus before he ever got to the cross.
Right.
So this is one of the first temptations that Christ battled. Satan come directly to him because when he said, but command this stone to be made into bread,
mm-hmm.
he was saying right there that he was trying to get Jesus to just satisfy
right.
his physical needs. But Christ foresaw that we mankind
yes.
needed spiritual.
Woo, yes.
Get me excited.
That's right.
Glory to
Come
God.
On.
We needed spiritual needs.
Yes.
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, Christ endured, persevered
Amen.
Through this and
yes.
was able to walk in the Spirit rather than in the flesh because mm-hmm. the flesh is weak.
Yes.
Christ was in the Holy Spirit realm, power anointed. So he is able to say, it is written, thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
Yes. Praise
that
God.
Is our meat.
That's right.
That's our spiritual meat
and,
that we need.
Well, you know something else? Satan is he likes premeditated sin.
Yes.
Anything premeditated that he can, because he likes to just drop that bomb or plant that
yes,
seed in your brain and just
yes,
let it
does.
Marinate. So when he plants that seed and we begin to allow it to grow, when we don't say, I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus right now.
Yeah.
You know, and get it out of there and get it. We take dominion over those thoughts. We have dominion over our thoughts and over our minds.
That's where it's important, where discernment really comes
in. Oh, absolutely. That's a gift you need to have.
That's probably one of the most prominent gifts
yes.
that I use is discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to recognize your enemy. You've
yes.
got to recognize the different voices, whether silent or audible. You've
yes.
got to recognize.
Oh yeah.
These are Satan hadn't changed
no,
in his
not.
Tactics.
No.
The way he is subtle, the way he is craftiness.
Mm-hmm.
He's a deceiver. He's a liar. And he hadn't changed
right.
from Adam and Eve to Cain and Abel
right.
to Jesus to us.
Absolutely.
He's used the same. And why? Because it's been so effective
yes.
against people.
Against our flesh.
Against our flesh.
Yes.
Because he's a flesh devil.
Yes, he is.
So he attacks our flesh. But when we have that discernment, when I look in the book of James, the first chapter, because he said verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God,
Mm-mm.
for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man.
No.
So when you look at what Jesus did when he was attacked here in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
he was attacked not as God,
mm-hmm.
but he was attacked as man.
Right.
He was, that's
exactly.
what he came in the flesh.
Flesh.
He was born
mm-hmm.
in the flesh. So he was attacked here as man. So, but that's good news.
Yes.
Because Jesus overcame Satan.
Yes.
With the resources of heaven.
And he taught us how.
And it's a picture of how we overcome
That's
him.
Right. That's right.
And so Jesus was attacked in the flesh, just as we are,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus overcame him with the help of the Spirit, with
mm-hmm.
the Word of God, through prayer, with the ministering angels.
Right.
And that's the same thing that God has given to each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same avenues, the same resources.
Yes. That's right.
When we become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, whatever Christ has, we have.
That's right.
We
it's
have
inherited.
The same power, same anointing,
yes.
and we have the same word. And so he says here in verse 14, every man is tempted.
Mm-hmm.
Every
You're
one
not going to get out of it.
Every one of
That's
us.
Right.
Temptation is going to come. That is in Luke 17:1, if somebody wants to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Luke 17:1. Temptations will come.
Yes.
Because he said, every man is tempted when he is drawn or lured. We've used the word enticed.
Mm-hmm.
We've used the word invitation to sin. And here, James is using the word here, drawn away of his own lust, his desires. So when Christ was being tempted, he tried to get him to satisfy his physical needs.
Yes.
And so Satan used the same tactics, and James recognized that. So it affects us on our desires and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, mm-hmm. and sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death.
That's right.
It gives us steps. It gives us steps. So we need to recognize that first step of temptation. Recognize that first step when those foul thoughts enter our mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's when we've got to be alert.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and if you go to 2 Corinthians 10:13, that says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man."
Yes.
"But God is faithful, who Amen. Will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape,
Amen.
That ye may be able to bear it."
Yes.
He's not going to let you suffer these temptations on your own, because
right.
our flesh can't stand it.
Can't do it.
We will give in. We will
yes.
sin. We'll go back to our old life. You know, it's not as hard to step back into your old life as people think it is.
No, it's easy.
It's just a few steps away.
You can coast right back
into
that.
That's right. Well, they called it backsliding for a reason. You don't even have to walk. Just sit down and slide, right?
Yes, that's it.
But verse 21, 1 Corinthians 10:21 says, you know, "Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord, the cup of the devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." You got to pick.
That's it.
You have to decide. I'm God's kid.
Right.
I'm the That's joint right. heir of Christ. I'm going to overcome the things of this world and beat these temptations. Right here it
well,
says it.
What's the motives behind temptation?
Right, to suck you in.
What is the motives? Just like it was with Jesus there,
mm-hmm.
the temptation that Satan wanted to destroy Jesus'
Absolutely.
Mission.
Yes.
That was his whole purpose, mm-hmm. attacking him. Jesus basically just, in the beginning of his ministry,
right.
Satan hit him hard.
Right.
So anyone that's involved in ministry, look mm-hmm. out.
That's right, it's coming.
I mean, you got a big old target on you,
do.
And Satan got you reeled in.
Because
and
how best
in.
Can he hurt Christ, how best can he hurt our God by destroying, killing, and stealing and destroying God's people?
That's it.
So when we say we're God's and we have a relationship with him, and he loves us all from the right. womb, I mean, he loves us. But when Satan steals us away, it hurts God, and that's how Satan, that's how he tries to get at God.
Yes.
Because there's nothing else he can do.
That's right. That's right.
He's stuck with his old temptation tricks.
And that's all because it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
Generation after generation, time
yes.
after time. He's found something because he knows where people are vulnerable.
Yes.
He knows the weaknesses.
And you know how he knows it? How does he know it?
We tell him.
You know, he's not omnipotent.
He's we open our big mouths and we tell him.
We do. He's not all-knowing. This is something people may not realize. He can't read your mind.
Right.
He can't read your thoughts till you open your
mouth.
Pie hole and tell him, you know, then we're in trouble.
That's where Proverbs says that life and death is in the power of
the
tongue.
That's right.
You know, we speak things, and so sometimes we spout off
yes.
things out there, and Satan hears that, or his unclean spirits,
mm-hmm.
demons, they pick up on things.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they start to work on that.
Yeah. Oh, you hate that?
They start.
You hate that? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, let me see how I can work that.
Right.
You know, because I know people who act like that. So I can only imagine that Satan's sitting around and going, yeah. ooh, let me set this into motion and see
yes.
how that happens.
Yes.
He loves it.
He's prince of the power of the air.
Yes.
He's God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a system out
yes,
there.
Yes, he does.
He's got a system and he knows it works. And so he's always going about. I mean, you've got familiar spirits
right.
that are constantly around us, picking up on things of
mm-hmm.
how we act, how we do, how
yes.
we speak, what we do. And so he knows what we say, so he can activate those thoughts back into our mind or re-inject them back. That's why we got to have a renewed mind and
mm-hmm.
die to the flesh daily,
yes.
crucify the flesh daily.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's what Jesus was doing here. The second time that Jesus mentioned, he said, "Satan, get thee behind me."
Yes.
He took authority.
He did.
We came to say, "Oh, devil, get out of here.
Leave me alone."
Jesus took authority.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what authority he had because he was a son of God.
Yes.
We're a child of God. We have the same authority
yes.
through
Glory
the name
to God.
Of Jesus.
We sure do.
And he said, "Satan, get thee behind me."
Yes.
We need to exercise that.
We do.
That is our God-given right, and it's our privilege. He said, for it is written. That's why he goes to it again. We're back to the Word of God. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
That's right.
That's where he said you can't serve the table of God, the table of devils. You can't do it.
We've got the power.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
That's it.
You know, just like we talked about, you know, before, he says, you know, Peter, I know.
Right.
Jesus, I know. That's what the demon said.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
But who are you?
Yeah, and you better be afraid of who he is if you don't have Jesus.
Exactly.
And so that's the power. When I say in the name of Jesus, I mean it.
All hell trembles.
That's right.
Demons have to stop.
They have to flee. They have to leave you alone.
That name is all power.
They can't cross the blood.
That's right.
They cannot cross the bloodline.
That's right.
So when you get yourself in a bind and temptation is
it's inevitable.
Yes, when it's
imminent,
coming
it's
against
come.
You, firing.
It's come. But if you know how to fight before you get in the ring,
that's right. That's right.
That's why you train. That's why you have godly exercise.
Yes.
You prepare. You train. You do everything.
Get
you
your
can.
Mind right.
Keep your mind sharp. Yes. Keep your mind alert, vigilant. Jesus, he was praying. He was studied the word.
Yes.
He was studied. He had it stored up
because
when the time come, he was able to speak it
That's
out.
That's right. He needed it.
Because he said, "Say it's written over here in Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
It's written over here in Deuteronomy 8 and 3. It's written here. I'm quoting what it says.
Exactly.
And he said the second time he came, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
That's right.
I mean, that's the words of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But Satan had the same one, and Satan had to leave.
Mm-hmm. It has the same effect as
yes.
Wait till your daddy gets home.
Yeah.
It does. You know, I'm like, I'm telling Jesus on you, Satan. You better look out. And it's simple. It sounds real simple. And it is when you have the power behind it.
It is. It is so important. You know, when we have this, we talk about renewed minds. Hebrews 6 and 18. Let me turn there. Hebrews 6, 18 and 20. Let me get over here where that's at. Hebrews 6, 18 and 20 says that that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's good stuff. Who have fled for refuge. Christ is our refuge.
And our strength.
During the midst of temptation, we have a refuge. We have a strong tower, he says, to lay hold upon the hope that is set before
us.
So in the time of temptation here, we've got a refuge.
Yes.
We got hope, and which hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
Mm.
So when the storm is raging and the tempter is coming, and those things is coming at you with both barrels, right here's a verse you can stand
That's
on.
That's right. That's
right here,
so
thank God I got a refuge in Jesus. He is my stronghold. He is my advocate because I'm in a covenant relationship with Him, and we can lay hold on the hope that is set before us because we have an anchor of the soul, which is that is sure and steadfast. Woo! That gets me excited.
That's good stuff.
That gets me excited. Hallelujah. It is sure. The anchor that we have is sure. And he's the anchor, of our soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions.
That's right.
And that's what Satan plays on.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, we've got to anchor the soul.
Mm-hmm.
God keep track of your mind. There's an old song. Yeah, y'all looking at me funny. There's an old song that we sang back in Booster Band back in our younger days, and it says, be careful, little eyes,
what you see.
Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful, little mouth, what you speak.
That's right. It's true.
How true that is.
That's
even
100%.
Even here in my younger, mature perfection ages, that still comes from memory.
It does.
That was taught in great. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
That's right. Watch what you're looking at.
That is, oh, my Lord, if the eye offend thee, we got to pluck it out.
That's right.
We've got
we have so much on these TVs and movies and videos nowadays that, you do have to be careful what you're letting
Absolutely.
Pass.
Absolutely.
We cannot get lax
No.
in what we're allowing.
No.
And it's everything is, you know, remember back when I Love Lucy came on the TV? They couldn't even, they had twin beds. Twin beds. And now look at how it is.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what? We still serve the same God.
We and we have to.
Yes.
My daily prayer, one of my daily, I'm repetitive in this because I know it's important, is Lord, guard my heart
yes.
today.
Yes.
That's where you've got to have that armor of God, mm-hmm. that shield,
mm-hmm.
because there is so much out there that is trying to invite us.
It is.
Lure us,
entice
draw
us
away
into things.
Yes. We've got to keep our guard up. If you
mm-hmm.
you can't let it down for one moment.
Right.
If you give Satan an inch, he'll take a mile. He'll take a ruler, so
mm-hmm.
to speak, and become your ruler. It is so important to know that Jesus reigns and rules.
Well, Jesus
as
had
the anchor.
In Hebrews 7:24, you know, they said, "But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood." That's Jesus.
Yes.
And
yes.
we have that same
Amen.
Same thing
Amen.
If we stand fast
Absolutely.
In the Word of God and in prayer.
Right. Well, if you look at that verse 20, and still in Hebrews 6:20, he said he was the forerunner.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
For us.
He was the forerunner. So mm-hmm. if you take that word back to Luke 4 or Matthew 4, either one, either chapter works. He was the forerunner
yes.
that conquered
yes.
that conquered temptation for us in the wilderness, having resisted all the different satanic temptations
mm-hmm.
that by himself, that Christ is able now to comfort us.
Right.
He's able to help us.
Praise God.
He's able to aid me in what I need to do as his followers
mm-hmm.
to become overcomers of temptations in the similar fashion, just like Christ did. So Christ was our forerunner that defeated him. So that gives me hope.
Yes.
Knowing if Christ did it through his spirit, through the word, I can do it.
And, praise ooh. God.
And
Amen.
So I hope our audience tonight understands that tonight. Jesus was tempted as a man.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yes.
In our flesh, in our fallen body. As long as we live in these flesh, fallen nature, we're going to face temptation.
Yes, we are. You're right.
And it is so important that we know how to handle temptation.
Yes.
And one thing that I found in handling temptation was back in Genesis, the 4th chapter of the story of Cain and Abel.
Mm.
In the 4th chapter of Genesis, I won't go back to verse 8 with it, or verse 1, but I will pick it up in about verse 5. He said, But unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect, and Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
Yeah.
And the Lord said unto Cain, "Why are you angry, and why is thy countenance falling?" He says, "Your face is distorted."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well," watch this, "sin lieth at the door."
Yeah.
How true that is for each person.
Every one of us.
Mm-hmm. If we're not on guard,
mm-hmm.
sin is right there at
our
the
neck. Anger pops up.
Our attitude.
Yes.
Our character. It is right there at the door.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. That's why it's so that God order our steps.
Yes.
God keep my mind.
Right.
God protect me.
I always pray, help me to walk in your will. And not my will.
Absolutely.
Because.
Got to.
Yes, because our will is not good.
Because it's there right there.
Yeah.
Sin
it lies at our door.
And it all began with the temptation.
Yes.
Premeditation.
Yep.
If it's not nipped in the bud, as Barney Fife would say.
That's right.
It leads to temptation, leads
things.
So to sin, and the
yes.
ultimate is going to lead to death. And that's what
Absolutely.
This story is right here. Because it was meditated.
Mm-hmm.
He thought about it. Sin lied at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Verse 8, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field. I kind of have to think here that they probably got alone.
Mm-hmm.
He was so angry, he probably directed him where
right.
he said, man, if I can just get him alone,
mm-hmm.
if I can get him in the field alone from everybody else,
mm-hmm.
then nobody will really... nobody will really understand. Right. But he says here,
premeditated.
When they were in the field,
uh-huh.
that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother,
mm-hmm.
and slew him.
Yeah. Wow. Right
there. Temptation
mm-hmm.
got involved.
Led to death.
Led to death right there.
Wow.
Horrible. And that was two brothers.
Yes.
This was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So Satan has been active long
right.
before this generation.
Yeah. Genesis was busy.
Yes.
There was a lot of sin going on back then. Yes.
And so, I mean, it led to murder.
Yeah, it did.
So
of his own flesh and blood, his own
brother.
Sibling.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, temptation, if it's not dealt with, it can lead to horrible things.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's sin is horrible.
And if we would just cry out to God immediately, immediately get it under the blood.
God was talking to him.
Yeah.
God said.
And he ignored
him. He said unto Cain, why are you falling?
Yeah.
But he failed to react to that, mm-hmm. respond. He failed to respond to God's calling him.
He got out of the spirit, so to speak, and he stayed in his flesh.
He did.
Yeah.
He didn't ask for God's help.
No, he did not.
He didn't ask God to help him. But God was right there.
Well, all he had to say, all he had to say was, do you love my brother more than you do me? Do you think his offerings are better than my offerings? Because that's what it was all about.
That's it.
The jealousy is how that temptation came in.
Jealousy.
That's what it was all about.
Wow. It all starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
So many things. It starts as the thought.
Yes.
And that's why we got to guard our thoughts. Put on that helmet of salvation.
Yes.
My goodness. That is so important to know how to. And then resisting temptation, if you look at Genesis was busy. Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Genesis 39 chapter speaks of Joseph
mm-hmm.
and Potiphar's wife. And, she premeditated.
Yes, she did.
I mean, the tactics are the same.
Yes.
And God and Joseph was found grace in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking where he needed to be. But it says in verse 7, and when it came to pass with these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me, but he refused. How important those three mm-hmm. words are.
Oh, absolutely.
Those three words.
Yes.
It's either let your yea be nay or your
nay
be nay.
Yeah.
It is so important that he stood his ground.
He did.
He stood his ground
because it always goes back to flesh. It's a lust. The lusts of our flesh are everything. Everything that if your flesh wants it more than anything else, it's gonna fight you tooth and toenail to get it. And so what you have to do is you have to get your flesh under subjection.
Yes.
And the only way to do that is by God, by putting on the whole armor of God, by reading the Word of God, by eating it, making it your meat.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. There's no other way around it.
Right.
If you do not do what God tells us to do, what Jesus told us to do, you will fail.
Right. Well, if you read on down the story,
mm-hmm.
It says that in verse 9, when Pharaoh responded back to her, he said, there is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? We need to rehearse that in our mind.
Yes.
How can I do this?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, well, wouldn't that be fun?
Before we open our mouth.
Because sin is fun for a season,
mm-hmm.
but the consequences of it.
Yes.
That's horrible. But here he says, he was on the right track. He said, how can I do this?
Right.
He said, I'm going to sin against my master. I'm going to hurt him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to sin against my God.
Right.
It does hurt temptations. Mm-hmm. If it's not dealt with, it'll destroy
cause
relation.
Great pain.
Yes, it will. Now look at verse 10. And it came to pass as she, what's this? She spake to Joseph day by day.
So she every day tormented him.
Every day.
Yes.
That temptation
mm-hmm.
was there every day. I read something, I quoted something a while ago, and I want to look back at that. Luke 17 and 1. I want to go ahead and bring that out and air it out because it is so important. Luke 17 and 1 says that
doing the page shuffle here.
Yeah. He says, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come.
Yes.
And that word offense there is temptation.
That's right.
He says, it is impossible, but that offenses will come.
And read what the next said, what he said next.
But woe unto him through whom
they come.
Wow.
That's right.
And that was his disciples. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the word also says, touch not mine anointed. When David, you know, he went out to battle and he went out and did all these great, mighty things of the Lord. You know, the Lord said, touch not mine anointed. David is,
yes,
was God's anointed and he was protected by God. We are the same thing.
Yes, we are.
We are God's anointed. We are protected by God. And so we have to remember that when these temptations come against us, you know, we have to remember, Lord, you see what's happening here, right? Help me. Help
Absolutely.
Me to help me through this time.
Absolutely. You know, so we've seen so many things today. And I said, sometimes as podcasts, we only get to hit just the tips of the iceberg
right.
of
that's
some
right.
things. But I felt like we've covered a lot of ground.
Yes, we have.
Today, but in my realm, I want to go back to Jeremiah. Yeah, and closing on my part here.
Okay.
We've talked about how to handle temptation, resisting temptation, and be sure and put on the shield of faith, put on the armor of God, different things. But here in Jeremiah 1 and verse 17 through 19 says, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city. I have made you an iron pillar, and I have made you brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against all the people of the land. They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord God, to deliver thee.
Praise God.
Woo, that'll make a shout.
What
right
more
there.
Do you need
That's
than
it.
That assurance?
That is, yes, we are made strong.
Yes.
By the power of God.
Yes.
The same thing Jesus said, it is written, Satan, get thee behind
That's
me.
That's right.
Jeremiah said it right here. He said, I've made you a defense city.
Yes.
I've made you an iron pillar, and I have made you brazen walls.
You know what that says
Woo!
To me?
Lord
that is
mercy.
A blessed assurance.
That is.
It is,
that
is. It is a promise.
Absolutely.
Of what he is going to do and how he is going to protect
Paul
us.
Paul put it like this. We are more than a conqueror.
That's right.
Through
oh,
Christ
praise God.
Who loves
That's
us.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So temptation is out there, but with God's help, through the strength of God's word, his Holy Spirit, his ministering angels, we're going to overcome.
Amen.
We don't have to be defeated by
we
it.
Do
we
not.
Our ministries don't have to be destroyed by
no.
it. Our homes, our families, our marriages doesn't have to be destroyed by temptations. It's evil. Flee, run from it, turn away from sin,
yes.
turn to God.
That's right.
Mm.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, I think we've touched on a lot tonight. We really have. I think we should. We want to pray with you. We want to pray with our listeners. You know, because every one of us is going through something at all times, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. We want to be here for you. We want to pray with you. We want to help you through these times
Absolutely.
Of trouble. So. Let's just pray with them, Brother Randall.
Amen. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, that, Lord, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Father, and we thank you tonight, Lord, that we have a great high priest, Lord, that was tempted just as we are, Lord, but who overcame. Father, in all points, we thank you that we are victorious believers tonight, Lord. Lord, and when we recognize, Lord, and help us to recognize when temptation starts coming at us, Lord, that we will know, we'll recognize Satan's schemes, his tactics, Lord, and we'll be on defense, and Lord, and we'll recognize that in a mighty way. But Father, we help us to look to your word, Lord, and recognize who who we are in Christ Jesus. Realize that we have been to the cross. Realize that we're covered in the blood, Lord, and we know that Satan cannot cross the bloodline. Father, and I just pray for the believers out there that may be struggling tonight, Lord, that may be dealing with temptation, saying, how? Look to the Word of God. Holy Spirit, empower them, strengthen them in their prayer life. Lord, build up their most holy faith in prayer. And Father, help them to flee idolatry, to flee the lust of the flesh, and flee the pride of the life, pride of the world and the lust of the eyes. Father, help us to turn away from ungodliness and turn and live a life that's pleasing to you in all that we do, Lord. Father, we know that sin lieth at the door, but God, if we look to you, we won't open those doors. Lord, we'll keep our eyes peeled upon you. Father, we just praise you. We love you tonight. Lord, bless the listeners right now. Bless our audience. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Randall. Just some things to remember is resist the devil and he will flee. He has to flee. He has no choice. Put on the whole armor of God. Get in your word and get built up and get the power that he has provided for all of us. We just thank you for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.